You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
They're back. The Big Ten set to return to football after initially canceling its season on August 11th. I'm Wendy Nix with Greg McElroy and Todd McShay. The Big Ten will kick off its season the weekend, October 24th, after its league's presidents and chancellors voted unanimously to resume play. Each team hopes to play 8 games in 8 weeks and complete its season before the December 20th selection day for the college football playoffs. Here's Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren.
Our chancellors and presidents, they have been laser focused from day one to making sure that we create an environment to allow our student athletes to participate in the most safe and healthy manner. And the only focus and goal that we've had over the last 40 days was to safely allow our student athletes to return to competition so they can fulfill their dreams of being able to get a world-class education at one of our 14 institutions, but to be able to compete at the highest possible level from an athletic standpoint.
So the devil's in the details, and here they are. The Big Ten will open its season the weekend of October 24th. Again, teams hope to play 8 regular season games over the course of 8 weeks, along with a Big Ten championship game and 6 additional consolation games. We're joined now by college football reporter Heather Denich and senior writer Adam Rittenberg. Adam, I'll start with you. Number one, what changed and what kind of protocols can we expect to see in place for the Big Ten?
Wendy, the biggest changes were the availability of rapid testing. The Big Ten's still working out the details there, but these rapid tests, according to doctors in the league, can detect when someone's contagious before they're contagious to take them out of the rotation and limit some of the issues around contact tracing. So the availability of rapid testing, also the cardiac issues. Some Big Ten schools didn't have access to these cardiac MRI machines. Now they do. So that concern, which was huge for the presidents and chancellors initially, is off the table. So testing, cardiac issues, contact tracing, all of these things could derail teams or postpone games. Those are certainly still on the table, but they're not as big of a concern as they were when the league postponed on August 11th.
Adam, you're exactly right. That's why we say attempt to play 8 games over 8 weeks, because anything can happen. And Heather, there's some quality teams, some quality matchups set to happen when we do know the schedule. But what about the playoffs and what about the postseason, given the late start for the Big Ten?
Well, Wendy, they should be able to sneak in if they get all of those games in. Selection day is on December 20th. But I spoke with CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock earlier today and asked him about benchmarks, and they haven't made any benchmarks yet. So it might be that the commissioners, the 10 FBS commissioners and Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick, they're the ones who make all the decisions about the playoff. They might not be considering only the Big Ten, whether or not that can get into the semifinals. What if Clemson only plays 5 games, Wendy? Then they have to ask, can Clemson be in a semifinal? What if Alabama only gets 7 games in? The same question can be raised for the Tide. Bill Hancock told me that they haven't made those benchmarks yet because they don't have to. They're going to wait and see how the scenarios evolve.
It sounds like the best plan. Heather, Adam, thank you. As you might imagine, there was swift reaction to the Big Ten news from coaches and players. A lot of excitement. Justin Fields tweeting, "Let's go." The Ohio State quarterback led the Buckeyes to the Big Ten conference title last season, not to mention a spot in the college football playoffs. And PJ Fleck, the Minnesota Gophers head coach, excited that the Big Ten is back. He retweeted the official statement from the school and then added his own message, including, "Row the boat, Go Gophers. Greg and Todd, back to you. Greg, let's just get right to it. What was your initial reaction that we will see a return to play?
Well, I was really, really excited for the players. That's ultimately what this was all about. We can talk about the fans of the Big Ten, the presidents, the commissioner, Kevin Warren, but ultimately this was a decision on behalf of the players, those who have a finite experience that they can take advantage of at the college level. And a lot of those guys had that taken away from them, even though it was really against their desires and wishes. So that was my initial reaction. And frankly, everything that the Big Ten has done up to this point, I've completely disagreed with. I disagree with the timing. I disagree with how much clarity they gave us, how much transparency was throughout the decision, all the misleading things that we've read over the last 5 or 6 weeks. But ultimately, Wendy and Todd, it doesn't matter. We got to the solution that we were all looking for on behalf of the players. And I'm looking forward to seeing those kids who have put in so much work to get to this point. I'm looking forward to seeing them run through the tunnel and represent their universities on October 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, Greg, I completely agree with you. And, you know, it's not really about Warren. It's not about the Big Ten. It's not about what got us here. It's the focus on the players right now. To me, that's the most important thing. I think about a guy like Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback, right? He has 1 year as a starter after transferring from Georgia, puts up record-setting numbers, but wants to come back for a couple of reasons. One is, yeah, I want to show NFL scouts that I can be just as good as Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback, who's projected to be the number one overall pick. But more importantly, it's about playing for a championship. You know, he's trying all offseason to get in the best shape he can be in, to work in the film room, to work in the weight room, and do all these things, especially in a year with COVID restrictions and how hard these guys have worked to get to this point. And now, after it gets ripped away, he spends a month being patient. He does his due diligence, but he doesn't sign an agent. He doesn't go to the NFL draft process yet. He waits to see what happens, and he gets paid off with the fact that now he's got a chance to play for a championship. And I talked to Trevor Lawrence last week before our game against Wake Forest Saturday night, and he said to me after I asked the question, did you think about opting out? And he said, to be honest, I did. But the second that Coach Dabo Swinney told me that we can play for a championship, I stopped thinking about it, and I was all in at Clemson. And it's the same mindset for all of these players. Yes, there's the draft. Yes, there's all these politics surrounding the decision-making. But ultimately, these are the guys on the field that have worked so hard to really put the product on the field that we love to watch, fans love to watch. And I'm so excited for all of these players in the Big Ten.
Well, look, Todd, some of those players made different decisions, of course, especially in the Big Ten. Some marquee names did opt out. We'll talk about what that means and what options they have coming up a little bit later. But, Greg, let me ask you this, and Todd, you as well. Now they got to get ready to play, you know, and things have been a little bit different in the Big Ten the past few weeks. What are the particular challenges of getting ready to go back to contact football in a relatively short time span?
There are so many. I think about it from a quarterback's perspective, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I got it. We got to go get on the same page. We got to go run through our route tree. We got to go and do 7-on-7. And I couldn't even imagine just how far behind they must feel. But at the same time, they still have plenty of time. I talked to a Power 5 head coach and a Group of 5 head coach, and I asked him, Coach, worst case scenario, how much time to get your team ready to play? They said 2 weeks. Well, they have 5. So that's plenty of time to have these guys in game shape and prepared to put their best foot forward at the end of October. So no need to rush it. No need to do too much too early and get burnt out. Take your time, get acclimated, and make sure you follow your coach's lead, because those are great coaches in the Big Ten that have the best players, have the interest of the players in mind.
Well, you're exactly right. And I tell you what, everybody in the Big Ten, especially those players and coaches, are just happy to have football back, whether they have 2 weeks or 5 weeks. They just want to play. That does leave the only Power 5 conference without a plan to return this fall as the Pac-12. And so this statement was released just after the news of the Big Ten broke. At this time, our universities in California and Oregon do not have approval from state or local public health officials to start contact practice. We are hopeful that our new daily testing capability can help satisfy public health official approvals in California and Oregon to begin contact practice and competition. That clearly would have to happen first, and that's from the league commissioner, Larry Scott. Still to come on College Football Live, we'll have more reaction to the Big Ten's decision. Reese Davis and Kirk Herbstreit weigh in, Plus, again, what this means for those players who did opt out. Can they come back? How soon? And how does that happen?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
National Voter Registration Day is September 22nd. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Big news for college football. The Big Ten kicking off its season the weekend of October 24th. This is after presidents and chancellors voted unanimously to return to play. Again, the hope to play 8 games in 8 weeks and complete the season before the playoffs.
Excited for the players because, you know, they never lost faith. They never lost trust. Their behavior through this time has been excellent, and they never stopped fighting. And it was during a time that was very, very uncertain. It's not easy for, you know, 19, 20, 20-year-old young men to go through this, and they did. And the culture was never more evident, and couldn't be prouder of them. And now they get the opportunity that they asked for, which was to safely compete for a championship. And get back into the CFP picture, which so many of them, after they left the field last year against Clemson, really, really wanted.
Ohio State head coach Ryan Day had been a driving force in the decision to return. So here's a look at the status of the Power 5 conferences. The ACC and Big 12 have already begun to play, and the SEC will open the season this weekend. And with the Big 10 announcing their plans now to start the weekend of October 24th, that leaves just the Pac-12 as the only Power 5 conference without a current plan to play. Here's Kirk Herbstreit on SportsCenter earlier today.
It's big. I don't say that as a Big Ten guy, as a, you know, former Ohio State Buckeye player. I say that as a fan of college football. You know, that to not have the Big Ten and the Pac-12 included in the CFP and just the season in general, it's been weird. It's been strange. Thought about it might be a possibility, you know, over the last 4 or 5 days, and now it's a reality. And it's a big celebration and big news for the Big Ten and to me for all college football.
Reese Davis and Desmond Howard joining us now. And Reese, of course, the voice of College Game Day. You'll be on the road this weekend, and it's going to feel like college football very, very soon. Reese, any surprise at all that this is where the Big Ten ultimately landed?
Not from the weekend till now, but dating back to just a few weeks ago when they said the decision would not be revisited, I would have to say that it has been a little bit surprising. But once you knew that they were going to listen to their medical advisory board and have some revised opinions from the original ones that had been put forth and led them to postpone, I wasn't surprised at all, because I think there had been, certainly I understand that they might have reevaluated some medical information. In my judgment, based on some of the reaction of the papers, they misinterpreted some of the early myocarditis evaluations. So that's one factor. There was also a lot of public pressure, and there was also a lot of internal pressure to try to find a way to do it safely if the other conferences could. So I'm happy to see that they've established a protocol that they feel good about. And, you know, I know that Desmond and I are in one accord, and at least as a football fan and followers, we're certainly glad to be able to see the Big Ten back in the mix. Right, Des?
Very, very happy. It's good. It's not only good for the conference, it's good for football overall. You know, college football is better when all the Power 5 conferences are playing. So far, we've only had 2 of the conferences. Obviously, the SEC is scheduled to play next week, and then now we're going to have the Big Ten next month. So it's all, you know, hey, We're going to have the Power Five. All we need now is the Pac-12, and we can have all the Power Five band back together. I agree with RD, what he said about them getting more information. We're a long ways away today than we were when they first made that decision. Better medical information, unanimous decision, unanimous vote by the chancellors and the presidents of the universities of the Big Ten. So I'm not really surprised that they came to this decision. And I think if you really paid attention to some of the interviews, like last week, we had Ryan Day of Ohio State and James Franklin of Penn State. And one thing that they said that resonated with me, RD did the interview, and they said that we never disagreed with the decision. And he also said, James Franklin also said, we think the Big Ten should receive credit for the decision that they made. So at that point, I knew the tide was starting to turn, and guys were really on the path of trying to get back a Big Ten season. I thought the Big Ten season was on underway at that point. I said, yeah, these guys know something, and I think it's trending in the right direction. We're going to have a Big Ten season.
I want to be clear about my perspective on this. I don't believe that there was any big breakthrough scientifically that led to a big change of heart. I don't want to be disingenuous about that. And I do believe that they acted more hastily than they needed to with the original decision. I think the wisest course of action has been set out by the SEC. They've given themselves the longest runway in which to make these determinations. Medical opinions can differ just as any of us might go to a doctor with a condition, and two different doctors might have a different diagnosis of that situation. And I think that is what happened with some of the conference's different perceptions. So if the Big Ten did indeed a more thorough examination or reevaluated, there was, I referenced this earlier and I don't want to continue to harp on it, but there was one particular paper that at least it seemed that they had relied on heavily that some other experts said that this is statistically flawed, and it's also flawed from the group of people that were studied. So whatever it was, I don't think that there was, a big breakthrough necessarily, because there are some pretty stringent testing protocols and some ones that the other conferences are confident in as well. And I'm glad that the Big Ten has reached a place where they feel that they are confident in their protocols now as well.
Well, you're right, Reese. Protocols differ just a bit conference by conference. They're pretty stringent in the Big Ten, but the hope and the attempt will be to play 8 games over the course of 8 weeks and then wrap things up December 19th. That's just one day before the December 20th college football selection day. Well, we'll talk about the playoffs, but we got a long way to go before then. One particular question, of course, what happens to those players who opted out, who were told and who believed there would be no Big Ten season? Sean Wade, one of those guys from Ohio State, the cornerback, you'll hear from him. He opted out, now hopes to return. We'll talk about what that looks like straight ahead.
I don't know what else to say except thanks. We're going to football. What a day.
College game day will be there for our Saturday night football game. De'Arik King leads the number 17 Hurricanes into Louisville to take on the number 18 Cardinals. That's 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, ABC, and the ESPN app. Saturday night football presented by Capital One. Again, a look at the Big Ten return to play. Key points here, 8 games in 8 weeks, plus an additional game on December 19th, right before the college football playoff selection day scheduled for December 20th. Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez says the specific schedule will be released later this week. The question some are having, what about the players who opted out, including Ohio State cornerback Sean Wade? Here are his thoughts.
I knew it was going to come back, but I just didn't know it was going to come back soon. They have been saying a lot of stuff on Twitter and different sources, but at the end of the day, I really don't know. Today's just been a wild day for me, so really I just don't know what I'm going to do, what decision I'm going to make right now. And like I said, I just want to enjoy my birthday and just I'll come back tomorrow and really think about it.
And also another Big Ten player opting out. According to Tom Van Haren, confirmed a source that Michigan quarterback Dylan McCaffrey is opting out and seeking a transfer. He will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. The prevailing theory, Todd, would be that once a player hires an agent, they are no longer an amateur player and can't play college football. This is tricky business, though, given they were told there wouldn't be a season. So what happens now to players specifically like Sean Wade?
Well, as of right now, if you have hired an agent and have signed the documents or received money to get ready to go work out for the pre-draft process, then technically by the NCAA rules, you're not allowed to come back and play. But first of all, look at some of the players that are available. You talked about Sean Wade. He's one of three players in my top 13 overall in terms of the upcoming NFL draft. Micah Parsons, the Penn State linebacker, is another one. Rashad Bateman, wide receiver from Minnesota, is the third. So those three guys are one, basically three of over 30 players that have opted out, and so many talented players. I implore the NCAA and everyone involved in college football, if one of these young men decided based on the information that we're not playing this year and everyone in the Big Ten was telling these players that there's no fall football, that if they went and signed with an agent, we need to make an exception this year and allow them to come back if they want to opt back in after opting out.
I completely agree, Todd, because at that point, given the information that was available to them, they didn't feel like a fall season was realistic. Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, actually went as far as to say a fall season and a topic of a fall season will not be revisited. Those are his words. So clearly things right. have changed, which means the Big Ten and the NCAA, they need to be willing to adapt to the changing circumstances. And right now, look, if they sign with an agent, so be it. If they accepted money from an agent to go start their training process, so be it. Let's find a way to make sure that they're eligible without making sure that the playing field is unlevel. By the way, accepting money from an agent right now, not knowing what your season's going to look like, doesn't give you an advantage as an Ohio State player towards a championship. So who cares? To me, it doesn't matter. It's insignificant, and it's something that can be handled down the road. Let these guys come back. Let them play if they so choose, and allow them to chase a championship mm-hmm. in their final semester as a college student.
And it's the most unique year probably in college football history in terms of what players have had to deal with the information and everything that has gone on trying to prepare for the season with COVID. So you have to make exceptions. That would be the most obvious exception, in my opinion, that you could possibly make. I just, like Wyatt Davis, the offensive lineman from Ohio State, this is a guy who could come back and secure a spot in the first round. And more importantly to him, he, if he wants to, could play for a national championship with Justin Fields as his quarterback. So, to me, if guys want to come out, I agree with you. If they want to come back in after opting out, it's just, it's such a no-brainer. I don't even know why we have to talk about it. But if we don't talk about it, I don't know that the NCAA or people involved in college football will understand how important it is to adjust to the climate that we're in right now.
It's an absolute no-brainer, Todd. Look, we've asked everybody under the sun to be fluid and flexible and audible, right. And this is a case where we need the NCAA to do the same. Again, the Big Ten will return. They will open its season. It will open its season the weekend of October 24th.